I'm John DeSando.
And I'm Johnny DiLoretto. This is Cinema Classics.
It sure is. And Atomic Blonde. Charlize Theron. It's time that we confronted this lady. Neither one of us has seen Atomic Blonde.
No, not yet.
Because we're recording this before it comes out.
Right. Which it looks like basically Charlize Theron as John Wick.
Yeah, or probably a James Bond in another universe, maybe. She's 5'9 and a half. Lanky lady. She started out as a ballet dancer, as a heroine. She's doing what Scarlett Johansson did.
Yeah.
You know, she's going to move from serious roles.
She is an interesting bird. She looks great. She still looks youthful.
Yeah.
You know, she keeps popping up in these action franchises.
Mad Max. Oh, I think she makes
it. She really surprised everybody. I mean, as the surprise lead of that film, it's her movie. She continuously shows up in quality productions where she's doing some acting. Did she win the Oscar for Monster?
For Monster, she did. So here's an actress who has an Oscar and can continue to play in a variety of roles. You're quite right. But my favorite role of hers, I'm just romantic about this film, but The Cider House Rules, getting my attention, and that was back in 1999.
You know, she has such a sculpted face. You know, such a perfect face. How do you... I often think our best movie stars are the ones who are imperfect.
Oh, agree.
You know?
She has a face that the camera loves, but not a distinctive face. And so her whole body becomes really the actress. She does select some very interesting roles for herself, but agreed, she does not have a Katharine Hepburn face, for instance.
Right, nor a Katharine Hepburn personality.
Right.
In fact,
right.
Sometimes I think she's sorely lacking in a personality or a screen persona. As great as she was in Monster, physically transformed herself. She
30 pounds more, yeah, she put on.
She has not before or since pushed herself in that way. And I don't necessarily even mean, you know, transformed herself, like gained weight for roles. In terms of psychology or emotion...
That's a great point, because recently we did Daniel Day-Lewis. Mm-hmm. There's no comparison.
Yeah.
Here you have two Oscar winners. After 2003 with Monster, 2005 is North Country. I thought she was not the glamorous that she might have been before.
Mm-hmm. More recently, she's found a little home in the Fast and Furious franchise.
Yes, oh, right.
Now this incredibly bankable action star.
You know, there's another one that she played, not a major role, but I thought it was distinctive for the reasons that we have been establishing here.
Yeah.
In 2009, she was in The Road.
And if I think about that, the role she played in there, I can't... It's not really memorable.
No, I know that.
You know?
Yeah, yeah. It's just... no one is glamorous in that movie.
Yeah, it's no, the, I know, but it doesn't have to do with glamour. It has to do with distinctiveness. And it's interesting to me that someone as indistinct as Charlize Theron has managed to carve out this really long, nuanced career.
Well,
you know,
yeah.
She does these prestige pieces, but also these action movies. Every once in a while, she turns up in something smaller.
Maybe it's telling that her favorite actor is Tom Hanks.
He's a lot of people's favorite actor.
But he's certainly not a great actor. Again,
what?
I use my
now,
litmus
what?
Test
where are you going?
Of kind of middle-of-the-road good guy stuff, and that she likes him would indicate that she doesn't have a deep... appreciation.
Okay, now you just
no,
kick-started
no.
this.
I didn't say Jimmy Stewart. I said
no,
Tom Hanks.
No. I get what you said. But the
go.
Things that... Okay, well, now we have to have a show about, not Tom Hanks, but about maybe how the difference between these movie stars and their actor counterparts sort of function together. You're right. Tom Hanks could not do what Daniel Day-Lewis does. But I don't know that Daniel Day-Lewis could do what Tom Hanks does either.
Okay. Nice one.
South favors. African, right?
Yes. She's an Afrikaner. She's OCD. So if she goes on a set, she rents a place.
Mm-hmm.
She spends hours searching the whole place to make sure everything is just right.
To make sure you're not in there.
Right. And she turns off the radio in case our show is on.
Yeah. She does everything she can to distance herself.
She's attracted to characters who don't necessarily make it easy to be loved.
To characters that will get her a multi-million dollar paycheck.
Cinema Classics is brought to you by the Gateway Film Center, 1550 North High Street, Columbus, Ohio. Further details and showtimes online at gatewayfilmcenter.org.
The award-winning Cinema Classics is produced by John DeSando and Johnny DiLoretto. Listen to the shows and read reviews online at wcbe.org.